of it. They find out that brothers to a nephew and a nephew back to the uncles, they're potter. Rashi says, Ruvain leben Shimon, Ruvain to his nephew, Shimon's son, dehainu achi of it. The Obanim Liyah, the same thing, Ben Shimon Ruvain, a nephew back to his uncle. These two are potter. And the kol shchein others ladodi, and for sure two brothers cannot be aedis one to another. But the question is, bonim lebonim inon, how do we know two cousins are possible to say aedis one to another? The Rashi is telling us, says in our Mishnah, ben achi oviv posoloi, that ben achi oviv, your father's brother's son is also to you. How do you have that? That's your cousin. How do we know cousins are possible to be aedis? And Ken the Gemara says, lichta kro, the posel should just say, lo yamusu ovois al ben. Uncle does not die because of his nephew. My bonim, what's the lashon of bonim? The afilu bonim ladodi. That even two cousins together, they're also possible to be yedis. From as askechon we found bonim ladodi, that two cousins are possible. Bonim li alma minolim. In other words, that two cousins can't say yedis, or a cousin is possible to another cousin. That one cousin can't be an aid for the other cousin. The question is now, bonim li alma minolim. How do we know that two cousins can't be yedis together for somebody else? Now, they're not the same for a stranger. But how do we know the cloud is a psul of two cousins staying together? That's the kasha. Shrash li alma. She is shneyim kreivim psulim lehoyid alodim in ashuk. How do we know that two kreivim stam are possible to be aedis even for somebody else? So far, we're only talking about that one relative can't be an aid for the other relative. But how do we know that two relatives themselves are psulim lehoyidis? So, Omar Rami Bachoma, svaru. That's a svaru. Kidatanya, like we learned. In the cloud, in Makis, Eino Eidim Nasim Zenimin Achi Zaymu Shneim. And when two Eidim said something, so they did not become possible, they did not become Zenimim until we mazmim both of them. Eino Eidim Nasim Zenimim Achi Zaymu Shneim. Two Eidim have to come and say upon both of these two Eidim that Imanu Hayisim. Now, these Sakodadit, you're going to tell me, Bonim Lialma Ksherim, that two brothers are kosher Lialma. If so, Nimtza Eid Zomam Nerag V'Eid HaSochus. Like if you tell me now two cousins could be an aid for somebody else. So let's say two cousins come and say Reuven killed somebody. Now we want to make these two Eidim Zomim. So we have to be Mazim both of them. Let's say we're only Mazim one of them, they will not get punished. So it comes out one only gets punished because the other aid said his aidus. The Avimimimim is, you see, that's called one aid is saying for the other aidus. Like one cousin aidus is helping for the other cousin. So it has to be that two cousins can't say aedis for somebody else. Because if two cousins could say for somebody else, it's going to come out in the pasha of Eidim Zemimim, they're going to be saying one for another. So the Mora says, no, that's not a kasha. Omalei Rav, the time according to your Tam, hod etznan, that's what we learned. Shloi shachim, in the case of Eidi Chazaka, somebody lived in a field for 3 years, and he asked that aedis that he was there for 3 years. So he has two pairs of aedim that each year he ate on the field. That's a lot also. You could have three separate pairs of aedim. Each aedim only said that you ate 1 year, and now we have three pairs that you ate 3 years. That's called a good chazaka. What we learned there, it could even be three brothers. The Yechud Nefarachim Mohim. You have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Now Reuven and somebody else says aedis for the first year. Shimon and that certain person says aedis for the second year. And Levi and the same person says aedis on the third year. That's also good aedis. That's called good aedis. Array Elu Gimel aedis. Then Eidus Achas Azama. It's called like one big Eidus Azama. That since they're all staying together, there was a Chazakah, so Negeit the Chazakah, that all three Eidim, three pairs of Eidim together, are like saying that Reuben belongs in this field. And if later you want to be Muslim then, you have to be Muslim all three of them. Because any one of them by itself did nothing. It's only after 3 years, is the Chazakah. So to make Hazama, you have to be Muslim all three of them. Now, Nim Said Zayma Mishali Mammim B'Yedis Achiv. According to your svara that has zama, you're telling me a svara that since you have to be mazmin, all pairs of edim, so if you only mazmin two of them, it's no good. So it comes out that the other two brothers are helping the third brother get his hazama. Like if not for the first two brothers, the third brother wouldn't get hazama. So you're telling me a svara that's considered like two brothers are saying for the third brother. Gemara says, and here we see clearly that it is called gredis. So you see your svara is not a good svara. So what do you have to answer? Ella, I tell you, Hazama miyalma kasi. Hazama is no proof. Here, Lamaisa, each aedis here is a brother and a different person. So they're not kreivim. And they're saying that Reuven ate 1 year in the field. Then another two are saying the second year, the third year. So when they said they're rabbis, they were not crazy. I did a locha for Azomo. You can only be mazim all three of them. That's a zaitik locha for the Gemara. Hazomo miyamukosi. Hazomo the pshat is that two other pyramidim are coming to be mazim the first pyramidim. That's not really considered the edim are saying one for another. Hazomo, that's like dolom and achutz. That's outside the edis themselves. That let's say the court to be Azomo later, there's a new klal. You only have Azomo to your mazim all the edis. But it's not considered that one aid is saying for the other aid. Savada Yesohokanam Yes also. Hazama Miyama Kosi. This wouldn't be a good proof. It could be two cousins, maybe they're kosher to say aidis for somebody else. When we find out the Zemimim. So what? We find out the Zemimim. But it's not considered like one aid is helping out the other cousin. No. They both said aidis that Reuven killed somebody. If later we find them to be Zemimim, that's called Dovim and Achutz. So, still with Akasha, how do we know if two cousins can't be aidin for somebody else? Maybe the pasuk is only saying they can't be aidis one to another, but maybe for somebody else, Akasha. So, it sounds like this. Elo, im kem if so, lichtav kro, uben alovis. Josh should have said a son, which means here a nephew, for his uncle. Inami, heim alovis. Them upon their uncles. Mai ubonim, what's the Russian ubonim plural? That means to teach us an extra word ubonim, afilu bonim li alma, that even two cousins, the Seedis, for other people, they're also puzzle. It's not only a cousin's puzzle one for another, but two Edim that are cousins one to another, they cannot say Edis li alma. That's the extra word, ubonim, teaching us this. The Gemara says, Askechom, we found now, Kroiviyav. We found now Kroiviyav. That's the Kroivim by the father, Zepsulim. This the pasuk so far, bonim alovis, talking about uncles to a son, to a nephew, but uncles of the same father. How do we know that your uncle from your mother's side is also possibly Edis? How do we know Kroivayim? So it says, on the quarter posik says, Ovis, Ovis, Trezin. It says the word Ovis two times. If you do not need it for the words of Kroivayav, you don't need it for Kroivayav, we have already one possible Kroivayav. If so, to Nulinian, Lekroivayim, put it for the Kroivayim. So here we have a posik for Kroivayim. Yeah. So far we just know that the psulim to say chayva. It says lo yemusu means if edim kroivim want to say edim that Yaakov killed, we don't believe them. But l'schus min olon, maybe if kroivim want to come to say something good for one another, maybe then they are kosher. The pasuk only says not meant to kill one another, but maybe for schus we would believe them. On the crowd, the pasuk says no. Yamusu, Yamusu Trezimna. Next time it says the word Yamusu. If so, Imeinu Inyan L'Chayva. If we do not need it to teach us that Trezim can't be Edim to say something bad, to say Yishayiv Misa, to Nuinyan L'Chus. The second word is teaching us, even when they want to come and say, we know he did not kill. In the case, let's say two Edims came and said that the cousin killed. And now these two Edim wanted two cousins want to come and say, no, we know our cousin did not kill. How do we know that Sulim? That's from the extra word of Yamusu Yamusu that they're not Neman even Luschus. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechon B'dinu Nefashis. But this pasuk of Lo Yamusu Ovei Savonim is talking about Edim Isa. So maybe only to have the person killed, we can't use Kroivim. But B'dinu Mamnis Minolon, how do we know you can't use Kroivim for money? Maybe for money matters, two cousins are kosher to be Edim. Or Makrono, the pasuk of this also, Mishpat Echad Yulachem. It means Mishpat Hashav Lachem. There's one mishpat for dinim mamnis in the poshes, it's one halacha. The yedim that are psula for dinim in the poshes, are psula for dinay mamnis. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Achai Abba, your father's brother, lo yayidli. My father's brother, my uncle, cannot say this for me. Lo yayidli, who? Not him. That's Shana Posik. Ovei Sabonim. O benoi, he can't say for my son, for chosnoi. Either way, both ways. My son, his son, and his son-in-law also can't say. Yeah, and my uncle and my uncle's son, that's my cousin, and my uncle's son-in-law cannot say Edis for me. And the same thing, Afani, the same thing, me, Le'eyedloi, I can't say Edis for my uncle, Ani, not me, Obani, not my son, V'chosna, not my son-in-law. Kadimar v'amai, why is that? Heavenly Shlisha Brishin, if so, your son-in-law is like a shlishi three removed from your uncle. So why is a shlishi possible to say this for a rishon? The anan we learned sheni b'anan sheni b'shenitznan. We learned that a second to a second can't say this.
but mashma shlishi to a rishon could say edus. Why? Sheini berishon tanan. Sheini to a rishon says shlishi berishon le tanan, but a shlishi to a third one that does not say. Sadly, not to say so far that your son-in-law can say edus to your uncle. So much as I tell you, my chosna the Tony Matis, know when the Mishnah says your son-in-law cannot say edus, you know what that means? Chosan benoy. It doesn't only mean your son-in-law, it means even your son's son-in-law. So that's not the third remove, that's the third mishpacha. Do you see even the third can't say on the first one? For the Gemara of a listener, let us say it wasn't said clearly then. For listener, ben benoy, it should have said clearly then that your son's son. By the way, it teaches us that the Baal tishtoy, that a husband is like his wife. Therefore, your chosna, your son-in-law, is considered part of your mishpacha. Even though it's only your daughter, but your daughter's wife is also considered like you. That's what I want to say. Your daughter, your son-in-law, and not your own son. For the Gemara is so, the Elohu de Tani Rebbe Chia. That's what Rebbe Chia said. Shemoyna Ovis, there are really eight Ovis. Rashi says, Shemoyna Ovis means eight real psulim, and in b'neim v'chosneim, with their sons and with their son-in-laws, so it's 3 times 8, is Shein Esrim V'Aboyim, that comes out to be 24. For the Mara Kashid, where you have a third generation, it should be 4 times 8. Hani Tlosin V'Tart in heaven, should be 32 then. If you have even your son's son-in-law, should be another generation then, should be 32. So it's Emily Erlem really Chosnei Mamish. No, when it says your son-in-law, it means your son-in-law, not your son's son-in-law. V'Yamai Kol Chosin B'Noi, why is it called Chosin B'Noi? Even the Miyal Makosi Kedar Achadami, that since your own son-in-law is not really your mishpacha, he's only married to your daughter, so it's called like another generation. For the Mori Hachi is so heavily shlishi b'sheni, and so that it's not, there's no right from the Mishnah that a third generation is possibly ages for the first generation. If the Mishnah only means your son-in-law, that's called the shlishi b'sheni. Yeah. V'rav achsha shlishi b'sheni, and Rav says the shlishi b'sheni is kosher. So it's a theory then. Ela Rav the Yama Kerabi Eliezer. Rav goes like Rabbi Eliezer. Titania, Rabbi Eliezer Raimer. Kishem Shachi Abba. Just like my uncle, my father's brother. Lo Yayid Li, they cannot say this to me, to the nephew. Who Ubenoi Vechosnoi, not him, not his son, and not his son in law. Kach Ben Achai. The same thing, my cousin, my Ben Achai, Abba, that's my cousin. My father's brother's son. Father's brother's son, your father's brother's son. Yeah, ben, what? Huh? Is lo yayid li, he can't say this to me. Not who, not him, or b'nai, not his son, v'chos, not a son-in-law. Yeah. For the Mavakati, still heavily shlishi b'sheni, it's still a shlishi to a sheni then. And writes to Rav, we'll see later on, Rav achsha shlishi b'sheni. And Rav holds that's kosher, a third generation to a second one. So Rav says, enichnami, I tell you, Rav, sovel like avosei b'chodor, Rav holds like him in one case. Now, my time with the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Lo Yemusu Ovei Sabonim, Ubonim, L'Rabbeis Dor Acher, that Lo Yemusu Ovei Sabonim, that means a nephew can't die because of his uncle, and Bonim is a rabbi's another door, a Dor Acher, also the Pasuk. Rebelozo, Al Bonim Omrachmona, Popsule, the Ovis. That the Pasuk is saying, Lezo, Al Bonim, Omer Rachmana are the sons the Torah is talking about. Psula the Yavis, Shah the Yabonim. Like the Psula the Yavis goes upon the children. So Omer Rav Nachman, Achai Chamoisi Lo Yayidli, the brother of my mother-in-law, Chamoisai, yeah, Chamoisai, what's that? So Achai Chamoisai, right. The brother of my mother-in-law, Lo Yayidli, he can't say this for me either. Ben Achai Chamoisai, but the son of my mother-in-law's brother, Lo Yayidli, he also can't say this for me. And Ben Achois Chamoisai, the son of my mother-in-law's sister, also Lo Yayidli. They're all part of my mother-in-law. They're all the same mishpacha. The Tana Tuna, I bring you proof of this also. It says Na Mishnah Baal Achoisai, the husband of your sister, or Baal Achois Ovis, and the husband of your father's sister's, the husband, that's also your uncle. O Baal Achais Imai, and the husband of Achais Imai, your mother's sister. Hain, them, Ubenayim, the children, the Chosneim, and the son-in-law. That's the proof. That's what this comes out to be. Omer Rav Ashi, ki avinim be'ula. When I was by Ula, when I was once by visiting by Ula, he boiled on. He asked me a question like this. Achai chomov maho. What's going to be the locha, your brother, your father-in-law's brother? Your father-in-law's brother, is he a korif to you or not? Would he be possibly edus or not? Achai, yachai chomov maho. Then achi chomov maho. The same shalom, same thing. So we ask pasal all three mishpachas there or not. What's going to be the son of my father-in-law's brother? And then achois chomov maho. What's going to be the son of my father-in-law's sister? Or Maloni sent back to me to Nisu, done like this. Achiv, your brother, v'yachi aviv, and your father's brother, v'yachi imoy, and your mother's brother. Hain them, or v'neim, the children, v'chasneim. But since they're v'chasneim, the son-in-laws, that's what this is. The son-in-laws is the father-in-law. It says backwards also the same soul, that a father-in-law and his is mamish like your mishpacha. A father-in-law is like your father. His brother is also to you, and his brother's children are also to you. That's the halacha of, that it says clearly, your father's brother is also to you, him, his children, and his son-in-law. You see, his son-in-law is mamish considered like the mishpacha itself. The same way backwards, a father-in-law is considered like your father. Rav ikloi lamazvin. Rav went once to buy something, lamazvin gvili. He wanted to buy some parchment. He was making tefillin, something, he wanted to buy parchment. While he was there buying the gvil,